Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is Chris. This is episode 106 of the Libertarian Republican Podcast. Thanks again for showing up, for listening, for all of your downloads and your sharing and all that kind of stuff. If you like this podcast, please give me some ratings somewhere. I don't know where, but like on iTunes or Amazon or Google Podcasts or Spotify. That definitely helps, because I still only have like 5 ratings on I've got 6,500 downloads, but only 5 ratings on iTunes. So I know that actually most downloads are on Spotify, which is surprising. So Spotify is the biggest source of my audience, biggest place where it's at, which is cool. I don't really do much Spotifying, so I need to check out Spotify a little more. But anyway, this episode is about lawfare. Basically, it's about legal warfare. It's about how the left has mastered this really horrible weapon to destroy their opponents, their political opponents. And I think you've seen this in, right, we just saw the Alex Jones decision. $965 million, $1 billion, basically, that they've fined him, which is ridiculous. I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, a friend of mine who is a lawyer once told me that there's one word that can describe the American judicial system, and that word is reasonable. Are things reasonable? Is this reasonable? Did you act reasonably? Did you act the way a reasonable person would act? But I think that more and more, it's getting to the point where the word ridiculous is the better word to describe the American legal system, because it's being the legal system has been hijacked, taken over by the left, and they use it to destroy their enemies. And the Alex Jones decision is a perfect example. Look at what they're doing to Donald Trump. Look at what they're doing to Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro, and the list goes on and on. Look at now they're investigating. The federal government is investigating Ron DeSantis for flying migrants to Martha's Vineyard. They can basically do whatever they want. And all they have to do, like I said before, they can just, if you light a cigarette on the Capitol steps, they can accuse you of trying to set the Capitol on fire. And it may be ridiculous. Of course it's ridiculous. But it doesn't matter, because if they can find a corrupt lawyer and a corrupt judge, and if they can get some jurors that hate you, well, then they can convict you of anything. And it's disgusting. It's just, it's getting out of hand. And this is what the left is doing, and this is why it's so important to win elections and get judges appointed who are not leftist activists, who are not, these are communists. These people are, the Democrats are communists, like I say all the time. They are waging a communist revolution, and they're relentless, and they're ruthless, and they will do anything. They will use any tool at their disposal, anything they can think of, to destroy you, to destroy freedom, to destroy the American individual, to silence dissent, and the legal system is a great way to do that, because they can, and the thing is that when the government is the aggressor here, they have an unlimited budget, because they're using your money. So they basically use your money to attack you, and then you have to use also your own money to defend yourself. So it's a win-win situation for the government. And this is why it's so important for Democrats to not be in control of the government, because they are horrible, ruthless, corrupt, relentless communists. And they will use the powers of government to destroy their political enemies. I mean, they're just pure evil. And And look, I'm not going to defend Alex Jones. Alex Jones said what he said was wrong. What he said was, and I don't know that all the intimate details of what he said. I know broad strokes of what he said, what he was saying, what he was talking about. And he was wrong. He apologized and did what he said have a material inflict material harm on people? Maybe it did, and maybe he does deserve to pay, but $1 billion? Come on, that's just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. One of the things, but the left has this basically just unlimited supply of lawyers who love this stuff. And what they did with Alex Jones, basically they just went around to all the Sandy Hook victims and recruited them. They said, hey, you want to go after Alex Jones with us? We'd love to use your case to go after Alex Jones. And they recruited some, and this is what they do. They look around at people they want to target, and then they look for people that they can use to target you. And they're very good at it, and they've perfected it. And as the American judicial system gets more and more corrupt, it's important to protect yourself from it. Really, you have to protect yourself from the American judicial system. It's not there to protect you anymore. It's not there to serve you. It's not there to, I want to be pro police and all that stuff, but there's like, are the police there to serve you and me and the peaceful law-abiding citizens, or are they a tool now for just going after people that the left doesn't like? And if the police do anything, if the police arrest someone, the left will just, if the police arrest a criminal, the Democrat DAs will just, the lawyers, they'll just let them go anyway. So, this whole legal system has gotten so corrupted by the Democrats. And there's another part of this, another part of the story here, because I remember during the Obama administration, there was the sue and settle. Basically, what wasn't really, it was a strategy. Basically, what the Obama administration did, and this was re really tricky, it was really very clever. You gotta admit these people are clever. I mean, they're horrible and evil and ruthless, but they're clever. What they would do, and this is mainly, this was a environmentalist issue, but they would have environmentalist organizations, environmental advocacy groups, sue the government for and I'm blanking on any particular exact cases right now, because this was during the Obama administration. This was a long time ago, but and I don't know of any obvious cases during the Biden administration right now, but what they would do is they would sue the government, and the government would just settle and say, okay, we'll settle for $5 million, and then give that advocacy group $5 million of government money, of taxpayer money. And so it was a way to funnel taxpayer money to these groups that Obama liked, that the Democrats liked. And it was, there was all kinds of groups. If you were if you were a left-wing advocacy group, it doesn't matter what you were advocating, environmental policy, racism, fighting racism, fighting police brutality, fight whatever you were fighting, whatever your cause du jour was, you could just find a federal government agency to sue, like the Border Patrol, or you could just find any federal agency, sue them. And then the Obama administration would just say, "Oh, we're being sued by these people. Oh, we'll just settle and for $5 million, $10 million, $2 million, boom, and you get free money." And this was a scam that the Obama administration used a lot. And so this is just another example of how the left uses the the legal system to, you know, not do what the legal system is really supposed to do, but to just go after their political enemies and reward their political friends. It's basically, America is turning into a corrupt banana republic, because this is what the Democrats have done to America, to the American judicial system. And so I just have to say, I urge everybody to view the United States federal government as your enemy, because it is your, if you believe in freedom, it's your enemy. That's all there is to it. As long as the Democrats are in charge of it, you know, maybe if we can take over the federal government with Republicans or libertarians, and we can fire, you know, 500,000 of these horrible left-wing activists, if we can fire these communists, we got to purge the federal government of communists, really is what we need. We need a purge in every sense of that word. We have to get rid of the communists by any means necessary, in my opinion. But until that happens, you have to protect yourself. And that may mean, you know what? That may mean digging a hole in the woods and burying some stuff, burying, I don't know, guns, money, you know, your wealth, put some money in Bitcoin, and put it on a something like a Ledger Nano, a cold storage wallet, and bury it in the woods. Maybe make sure you protect it from the rain, you know, wrap it tightly in waterproof bags, waterproof containers. Because look, they're going to come after you. If you are a Republican or a Libertarian, or if you're just not on board with the Democrat communist agenda, they're going to come after you. If you are an activist, if you speak out, they're going to come after you. They're going to come get you. They are going to come after you. And they're going to come after your wealth. They're going to come after your ability to, you know, they'll put you on a no-fly list. They'll put you on, they'll seize your passport. They'll debank you. They will, so you can't have a, you know, look what they did to, and this is the left in general, not just the federal government, but the federal government is behind it all. I mean, the left is control, the left and the federal government are now the same thing. The Democrat Party and the federal government are the same thing. They're the same thing now. They've merged, and they will work together to destroy their enemies. And so we've got to, and this is part of the, what I talk about when I talk about the parallel economy, you know, we have to get away from places like PayPal. You know, PayPal just basically announced, well, they announced, and then they rescinded this announcement that they were seizing $2,500 from any account if you supported misinformation, which is unbelievable, because who decides what misinformation is? Well, the government, the left, the Democrats, they will decide what misinformation is. So you've got all, look what they did to Mike Lindell. They debanked him. They kicked him out of Walmart. You know, he can't, I mean, they're doing this to everybody. They are working very hard to crush their political enemies in every conceivable way they can think of. And so we need a parallel economy. We need to get away from places like PayPal and Venmo and Google. You've got to get off of YouTube. You've got to boycott YouTube and get on Rumble. You've got to get off of Facebook. You've got to get off of Twitter, even though I'm guilty of not getting off of Twitter yet. I'm not off of Facebook yet, but I don't do much on Facebook at all. But you've got to fight back against these people. Gab just started Gab Pay, which is an alternative to PayPal. And then there's a website called Public SQ where you can get on there and find basically you can find companies that aren't communists, basically. You can find there's Patriot Mobile, which I'm looking into switching to get away from AT&T and Verizon. So I'm trying to do this, and I'm all of this stuff, this lawfare that we've got to guard ourselves against this. You need to become friends with lawyers. You've got to think about your legal liability. What are your vulnerabilities? And you've got to protect yourself, protect your wealth from these people because they'll come after you. And I mean, we've seen this time and time again. They just sue you. They'll sue you for anything. They'll call you a racist and sue you, or call you a Nazi and sue you, or which I think is another thing is that we need to do the same to them. I think that, and I think finally, you've got Donald Trump suing CNN because they did. They lied. They completely lied, dozens and dozens and probably hundreds and hundreds of times. And I did an episode a long, long time ago about the lies, and I should go back and revisit that topic. But you've got Kyle Rittenhouse who sued and won. You've got Nick Sandman who sued and won. We've got to go after these people. So I think that we need to learn from the left and use their own tactics against them, but also we need to guard against, be prepared to be attacked by them and have a defense ready to go. And just like I said, hide your wealth from them. Hide your wealth from the federal government. Hide your wealth from the lawyers, because that's what the federal government is. It's just a bunch of lawyers, a bunch of evil, rotten, corrupt, self-serving, parasitic lawyers. That's really what they are. So, yeah, kind of an angry day today for me. So I'm in kind of an angry mood about this Alex Jones situation's really pissed me off. So, it's just outrageous. It's ridiculous. Like I said, that's the word, the new word that to define, to describe the American judicial system is ridiculous. So, okay, that's it. That is episode 106. Like I said, if you like this podcast, please give me some good ratings and share it with everybody you know on social media. I'm on Getter and Truth and Gab and Parler, and actually Parler, I haven't been doing much on Parler, but Minds and Sovereign and Float and Twitter and MeWe on MeWe also. So, all right, I will see you on the next one. Okay, bye-bye.